This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. At this point of the fall, we can analyze the data and debate the final corn yield number, but until the crop is in the bin, we won't have our final answer. What we do know is that this fall's corn crop is going to be very large and possibly even a record crop. We will hear more from Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Jeff Cooper is the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, and he tells the Iowa Ag Radio Network that farmers are voicing their concerns about corn demand.
Well, yeah, and that's been a big issue that we've been talking about here at the Farm Progress Show. You know, this is a great chance for us to get a finger on the pulse of how farmers are feeling about things, and I think there's a lot of concern and a lot of uneasiness about the supply-demand imbalance that we see coming at us. We're going to have a mountain of corn this fall.
Cooper says that historically, the ethanol industry has helped to keep the demand for corn in balance.
I think we can debate what the final yield number is going to be and what the final crop is going to be, but we know it's going to be huge. It's very likely going to be a record crop. Historically, ethanol demand has helped keep supply and demand in balance for corn, and we've seen growth in ethanol really take a parallel track with growth in productivity for corn. Unfortunately, what we've seen in recent years is growth in ethanol domestically has been stifled.
He adds that nationwide E15 sales would be the biggest immediate boost to corn demand and would help to move this year's massive crop.
We're kind of capped at 10% ethanol. We're working very hard to move to E15. And we've been communicating to Congress and the administration that the single most effective thing they can do to help boost demand for corn in light of this record crop coming is to allow year-round nationwide E15. That would be a quick shot in the arm that could really help boost demand and get things in better balance this fall.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.